Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, this is Amy.
Hi.
Of coachingwithamy.com. No, I'm not doing a recorded show. This is live. It just kind of did that. How are you? This is Amy of Intuitive Coaching with Amy. We're going to talk about magnetism, and I'm going to explain it from a lot of different ways. I'm going to do this show live and jump around a little bit and share some wisdom that has been coming forward that I thought would be helpful. So if you are new to this program, I'm an intuitive and a coach. I help people create the life of their dreams. If you are ready to take your life to the next level, then I want to support you in any way I possibly can. I have systems and processes to help you activate the energy that's already within you so that you can overcome anything within you that is keeping you from what you want, and you can step into the life that you truly want to be living in this moment. So if you are ready, check me out, intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. Look at my services, look at my single session, my packages, my courses. I have a couple of courses that may be of service to you. Yeah, I'm here to serve you in every way possible. Okay, let's talk about magnetism. The name of this show was Turning Your Light On, and it's taken from, that title is taken from a section of my book, Journey to Self-Love, and I was thinking I would just read it to you, but then I was like, I got new information to share. So yesterday, I recorded a training that really, it was a podcast, but it was a training-esque on the steps of manifestation. And I think in the manifestation process, most people struggle the most with limiting beliefs, clearing all of those out. And then the middle part of the manifestation process that I shared with you, which is embodying, being the thing that we want, right? Being in the energy of the person that has already manifested whatever it is that you desire and living that way. Back in the day, if you're an old school manifester, that was called acting as if. And the quantum folks, who I'm going to assume have been around a while, but now they're a lot louder in internet land, the quantum manifestors believe that it's actually embodying the energy or feeling the feelings of the person who already has whatever it is that you desire. And so I want to back up a bit and give you some background on where this all came from. So let's see. I took some notes this morning. On this process. So there are universal laws, 12 universal laws. Some people say it's less, some people say it's 7. I was always taught that there's 12. The one that we most are aware of because of its popularity in the metaphysical space is the law of attraction. But the law of attraction is just one of the universal laws and means that like attracts like. Pretty easy. Everything in the universe is attracted to similar energies, right? You know this from the people that you're around, maybe, or the environments you find yourself in. I love saying that if you ever want to know where you're at vibrationally, pay attention to what has shown up in your experience. And if you're enjoying what's showing up in your experience, keep doing what you're doing. If you are unhappy with some components of your experience, look around. Don't take responsibility and say, oh, something is wrong with me. But look around and see if you're holding any thought, belief, feeling that might be contributing to that manifestation. So it's like your life is a mirror of what's going on inside of you. Do I think this is all 100%? Yes, I do think the laws of the universe are accurate, but I think there are a lot of energies at play. So don't make everything about you, but definitely look at how you can position yourself in a way in which you feel empowered to create the life that you want. Now, the next layer of this is the law of vibration. And that means that everything is energy. Your thoughts, your words, us, your being is energy. And you have a lot of control over your vibration. And our vibration attracts things back to us. It makes us magnetic. So it's the vibration, the law of vibration, that makes us magnetic. And you can control that by your thoughts, words, actions, beliefs. So the goal is, if you listen to the training yesterday, is to align all of those with what you want. So you are believing what a person who has what you want would believe. You are thinking thoughts of a person who has what you want. You are feeling feelings of a person who has what you want. And you are taking actions that a person would take who has what you want. So this can be a little challenging if you are in a place of feeling separate from whatever it is that you are desiring. So whatever the goal is. So maybe you want to be in a romantic relationship. This one's fun. If you're in the space of, oh my God, I'm not in a relationship, I wish I were, it's going to be really difficult to embody to be the person that is in a relationship. So you're going to have to step back from this a bit and take yourself out of the longing, take yourself out of, for some, despair, take yourself out of the potentially you might be feeling, woe is me, why has it not happened? You have to take yourself out of that mindset, right? And then go into a place of, if I were in the type of relationship, romantic relationship I want to be in, what would I believe? Well, you would believe that love is possible for you. You would believe that there's an abundance of people out there. You would believe that you are worthy of love. You are deserving of love. You would believe that love is not some mythical thing that happens to only a certain group of people, but it happens to anybody that seeks, wants, and desires it. You would believe that dating is a process in which you are happily engaging. You would believe that dating is easy. That's my favorite. Dating is easy. I think dating is really fucking easy. You just have to align with it. But it took me time to get there. I thought it was this difficult thing for a very long time. I thought that I had to maneuver my way into a relationship. But in fact, if you open your heart, right, if you are a person that believes that love is easy and it comes to you gracefully, you just open your heart to it, right, and you think thoughts that support you being in that relationship. So look at what type of thoughts would you be thinking? Well, I think along with beliefs, you know, our thoughts create our beliefs on some level, or our beliefs create our, I don't know how we want to play that, but there is a dance there with that. And so every day you would be thinking, of course, love's getting ready to happen to me. Yeah, I put myself out there, and of course I'm going to find the right person. You would also be thinking, I know what I want, and I only date people who fall within the guidelines of what I want, and it's totally okay to want what I want. And it's not disrespectful to screen partners to make sure that they are the right fit for me. And I would be thinking, gosh, I am so beautiful and magnetic and amazing and wonderful, right? And of course the right person is going to see all the wonderful things about me that I see. You would be thinking, I'm looking for the right person. I'm looking for love. I'm looking for someone who I can appreciate, who I can respect, you know. You would be thinking that love is meant to be enjoyed, that relationships are not something we complain about, but we celebrate and embrace, and they're not a source of drama, they're a source of joy and pleasure and happiness, right? Yeah, those are the thoughts you would be thinking. What would you be feeling? You'd be feeling love, man. right? You'll be feeling all types of love. And we think we need another human to feel love, but there are lots of things in our life that we love. And so we have to just tap into that feeling. And you can tap into the feeling even of romance, even if you're not in a relationship, you can tap into the feeling of romance. And then what type of actions would you take? Well, you'd be dating. You'd probably be taking really good care of yourself. You would be fun and playful and joyful in your actions. You would be open. If you were getting very manifesty with it, you might be pursuing, you might feng shui your place, but you feng shui it not because you think the feng shui is going to bring you love. You would be feng shuiing it with the intention of, I am just opening up another energy source within me so that I can draw love to me. Yeah. Mostly, you would be in the space of knowing that it's all working in the divine way and the divine time. That's how you start to embody, become that which you want. And again, the quantum manifestors believe that that is the process. You identify what you want, and then you be it. And then you'll physically manifest from that space, and they believe. And I'm using they because there's some ideas I've bought into and others I'm not completely on board with. I don't fully believe you can collapse time. The quantum manifestors believe that if you can be that person now, you can speed up the process. I do think you can speed up the process. Do I think you can mandate time? No, I do totally and completely believe that timing is a God thing. And I think that our perception of time is very different than God's perception of time. And there are a lot of players involved. That doesn't mean that it takes longer, it takes less time. I don't think you can quantify time on the spiritual plane. So that's why I'm not on board with fully and completely believing you can collapse time. But I do think you can get to places sooner than you would if you were not using these principles, if you were not being that which you want, if it were just a goal that you were approaching from action. That's how most people approach goals. They decide, I'm going to lose weight, and so then I'm going to exercise and eat this way, all action-oriented. I'm a fan of action, but I am very clear now, this stage in my journey, that actions won't get you there. I will be bold enough to say action alone will not get you there, particularly the higher, the goals that require you to completely and totally elevate out of your present state of being, right? You have to embody a new mindset. So there is an energetic component of it. If you can get your energy behind it, I think you can create whatever it is that you desire in the divine time and in the divine way. So action is great. Energy, backing that with energy, doing the energetics of it, make it a reality, in my opinion. I think that to be true. I know that to be true. So how do you embody the energy? You turn your light on. Let's go back to this. You become a magnetic force of what you want. And sometimes it is just saying, I'm turning my light on and I'm open and receptive to all good things coming to me. It's an opening of self. So if you're fully opening to something, you're not going to be thinking thoughts that close it off to you, right? So if you were, let's go back to love. If you were looking for a mate, and you decided, I'm opening myself up to attracting the right person to me. I'm turning my light on so that I'm a magnetic force. The mute button. If you're opening yourself up, you certainly wouldn't be thinking thoughts like, it's not going to happen for me. Though you might subconsciously be thinking that. So then you have to clear that out too. But if you are just running with this and you're being open you are activating the energy within you. You are becoming a magnet to what you desire. Yeah, you're going to be thinking, this is possible. And you're going to believe that on some level, you're going to have faith that it is possible. And I think if you're really, really opening yourself up to it, you're not going to compromise. You're not going to just take any old man that responds back to your message on a dating app. You're going to screen. You're going to make sure they are the right fit. You are going to look past just the physical and really look at, is this a person I could spend a lot of time with? I think that that's how you start to embody it. Why do people not naturally embody what they desire? Trauma. I think there are those who have not fully and completely healed some trauma that might require a little therapy. It might require some forgiveness work. It might require some journaling, some releasing. It might require surrendering to the trauma and saying, yes, this thing happened to me and I'm fully acknowledging it, but I'm no longer going to let it influence my journey on any level. Embodying. Why do people not embody? I think deep, deep programming. And what I mean by deep, deep programming is you grew up in a household that was the opposite of what you desire. So I was having a conversation with my ex-husband last night. We rarely talk these days. We've both evolved into new ways of being, but our paths crossed and we were having a discussion about upbringing. And if you were a longtime listener, you know I used to have an intro that he had made. He's an incredibly talented musician, but he grew up in a family where the programming was, you get a job, you get a job, you get a job, you get a job. And being a musician is not getting a job, right? It's being a job, right? And there was no... there was no support system for doing anything other than getting a career-oriented job. You work for a company, you get a paycheck, and you get a good job. That was the programming. It was also that was very similar programming in my family as well, but not maybe not. No, I was going to kind of compare. No, equally as severe in different ways. I think mine was get a job, but then there was also this component of you can be anything you want to be, right? But then it was also get a job. But being anything you want to be conflicts with get a job, get a job, get a job, if there's not a job specifically in alignment with that thing that you've been called to be. So he and I were jamming about that programming and how it shows up and how it can hold you back and how it can keep you playing small. And I think that keeps people from embodying that which they are. So they know, they might know that they are in fact have a gift or something that they can bring to the world. You might be sitting listening to this program thinking, yes, I have a gift. I know I do. I'm good at this thing. And I know that with the right circumstances, I could monetize that. It could be a profession for me. So what I would say to you is, first and foremost, look at anything that's telling you, of any programming, any thoughts, any beliefs that are telling you you can't have it, you're not allowed, you don't have permission, and deal with those first. And then I think the next step is, let's go back to old school. You know, the way I learned law of attraction was act as if. Act as if you've already hit it. Act as if you're already monetizing that gift. Act as if you've already made the money. Act as if you... from the inside out, right? I think where act as if lost some of its cred is because I think some teachers started trying to use that concept to say, go out and buy a really expensive purse when you can't afford it, and because you're acting as if you're rich. And I don't, but to your own truth, right? Because my butt there was, I do believe that buying a purse for a certain person can help them get their energy aligned with who they want to be. If you do have some programming, and you know, programming is wicked, because you might really be embodying like, oh yeah, I'm going to go get this purse and it feels good and I'm so on board. But then at the same time, you might have programming that you were raised with that tells you you're not allowed to spend on expensive things. So I think this all comes back to, as you turn your light on, really ask yourself, who do I truly want to be? Who do I truly want to be? And journal on it, all right? Just write. Everything that comes to mind. Don't try to censor it. You know, I think my really smart folk, I'm right there with you, we start trying to censor it even before it hits the page, because we're taught, oh, you know, if you're writing it down, you're going to be turning it in. But it's your journal. It's your thoughts. Just get them out. And then you go back and you look and you say, does this support who I want to be? And then the ones that don't, you know clearly that is programming that is not serving you well, and you will let that go. Can you do this all by yourself? I do a great deal of my self-work alone, but I do know when I'm ready to go to the next level, I'm going to have to get outside support. I'm going to have to get outside support, whether that be a coach, whether that be a program. And it's not that outside support is the answer. No, there's something about making going to the next level real by getting outside support. It's not just a dream I'm holding within myself. It's not just an ideal. It becomes a reality when I invest in that next level way of being. And I think that it's an exercise. I think it's a shifting of energy. It's putting things in motion. But I think many people come to personal development expecting A plus B equals whatever that equals, you know, and it's just not like that. It's not always linear. I love the post that circulates online that success is the squiggly line, you know, it's all over. It's backwards and forwards and up and down. And if you're willing to be open to that, there is great magic and miracles that occur. And I think that investing in yourself is a great way to up the bar, to navigate your squiggly lines, to make them more vibrant, to turn your light on. It's not just an ideal, again, it's not just something sitting within you, but now you are in your own manifestation when you invest in up-leveling on any level, whether it be reading a book and doing the exercises, whether it's signing up for a coaching program, or whether it's journaling on this. It's taking, I have a card, actually. There's a card in my deck I've been using as of late, turning knowledge into wisdom. I think when you go into this creating wisdom for yourself, fully and completely deciding you will model a new way of being for yourself, that is when you start to see the big shifts, the big manifestations, the things that require you to become anew. But I think you can turn your light on, if we're going back to the title of this program, and manifest little things like crazy. And it's not so much the little things are easier to manifest as, I love the word easy, but a lot of times my clients are like, Amy, I don't understand that. Like, because we have so much hang-ups over the word easy. If something is easy, then that means it's cheaper. It's not, we didn't strive for it. But I'm here to tell you that if you get to a state of ease, you have worked that. You have shifted your mind. You have shifted your being. You have done the work. You have aligned in only the way in which you uniquely need to align to create a state of ease. So if something is easy for you, oh, that's divine. Because we live in a culture that everything needs to be hard. That's what we're told. And that is a big lie. It's just a lie. Not worth anything unless it's hard. So going back to the smaller manifestations, I want to quantify it, but really like a cup of coffee or a parking spot, why that is easier for people to grasp because it feels... it's closer to self, right? It's something that it's cool. It's accessible. Like, sure, I know what a cup of coffee looks like. I've had a coffee cup in my hand. I've felt it. I've tasted coffee before. I've pulled into a parking spot before. A parking spot has appeared at the right time before. Our minds can get behind it. The bigger goals... maybe we haven't experienced the millions yet. And so that is going to require your ability to imagine and imagine using all of your senses. Who would you be? You will have to sit with that. What would you smell? What would you hear? What would the frequency of your light be if you had that high level goal? So it's not just the dude that makes you laugh, that pays for dinner, who's good in bed, but the dude that you could spend hours and hours with, who is all those things and everything that you've ever wanted out of a mate. Who would you be to draw that to you? Who would you be in the company of that person? Who are you? How do you sit? How do you feel? Yeah, that takes you using your imagination. You have to do the work to embody that you, right? And it can be really fun, but it's practice. So if you get to a state where that is easy, where that's you're constantly drawing to you a vibrational match to that high-level man, I would like to call it. That's where I'm going now. If you know, in terms of dating, I'm not dating right now because I want the high level man, and I'd much rather work on my energetics to attract that to me. I'd much rather embody the Amy that can sit in the company of that man, that can be a vibrational match. If we're going back to the universal laws, like attracts like. So if that high level man has shown up in my life, that means that I am a vibrational match to him. So I'd much rather work on the energetics so that I am a high level Amy, whatever that means to me, doing the work to figure out what that means to me. And it's not what the world tells me high-level Amy is. It's what I feel and know to be true. I'd much rather do the work around that. And that's how I want to use my light in my own life. You get to use your light however way you want. However way you want. And all you have to do is start the practice of it. Imagining, using all of your senses, thinking the thoughts, believing, as a person that is high level you or whatever you want to be, it's all working. Feeling those feelings and then taking those actions, and then you'll get the outcome you desire. Easy, right? No, that's why there's coaches and they help you do all this work. So if you're ready to take your life to the next level, I would love to support you. Check me out at intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. And thank you for listening to this program. I look forward to connecting with you again on the next podcast. Take care.